This is Ryan
and Heather Johnson,
and you're listening to the Home Loans Made Easy podcast.
Home loans can be confusing. We're here to talk straight, cut through the clutter, and help you understand home loans, get the best rates, and win at the mortgage game.
Welcome to the Home Loans Made Easy podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Home Loans Made Easy. I'm Ryan.
And Heather.
And today we're going to be talking about the question, exploring how much home can I afford?
Well, I just think we should afford the biggest, best, most amazing house that we can ever think of. I like to daydream and look on real estate sites and just think, oh, I could do a $12 million house. Totally could do that.
Right. And I can't even tell you how many people we talk to where they find that dream home, assuming that it's going to work within their budget, right? They sit down with their pencil and they geek out and they're like, dude, I can totally afford that mansion. And then they come and they talk to us and we've got to give them the bad news, because it turns out what you feel like you can afford might not be what the lender is willing to lend you.
Because we have to look at things bigger than just, could I make that payment every month? So the lender is looking at a lot of information that we might be ignoring. And we call it the mortgage geek term of debt to income ratio. It doesn't sound very fun. Kind of ruins that whole picture of that beautiful mansion, doesn't it?
It's good to do this ahead of time, because you don't want to get stuck into a situation where you've been making a realtor drive you out to all of these awesome, beautiful, big homes that you can't quite afford. So when a lender is making a decision on who they will lend money to and who they won't, there's a couple of different variables. We talk about these separately in each different podcast, but they're looking at credit score, they're looking at down payment, but today we're focusing on the debt to income ratio. And so when a lender is making a decision on who to lend money to, they are going to ask for, you know, your W-2s, your pay stubs, tax returns, so that they can find out and figure out exactly how much money you bring in every month. That's the income part of the debt to income ratio. The debt portion of the equation, it's different than what most people might consider, right? So when people are thinking about their monthly expenses and they're looking at a budget, you know, they're looking at utilities, they're looking at kids' expenses. But when a lender is looking at the debt side of your debt to income ratio, they are going to pull details directly off of your credit report. We run a credit report so we can know what your FICO score is, but we're also going to be looking at each different trade line and each different credit obligation you've got and how much those are every month. For example, right, what are some general things that lenders are going to see on a credit report?
If you have a car payment, they'll definitely see that on there. If you ever pulled out a line of credit on your house, maybe to do some home improvements or something, so a HELOC. If you have got, I know how we built our credit. We bought a television on credit for our first credit purchase, so that would show up on there. So it's going to be things that you have to pay a recurring monthly fee for, and they're not like your utilities and things. They're things that you've actually taken out like a loan or a debt for, like a student loan would be that. So if you paid for your school with a student loan, that would show up on there as well.
Perfect. So for the debt side of the equation, the lender is going to add up everything that's showing up on your credit report. They're going to add that to your monthly payment on the proposed mortgage that you're looking at or the home that you're going to buy. They're going to add monthly tax payments and monthly insurance payments. And all of those things together are going to be what the lender considers your monthly obligations. They're going to take those monthly obligation payments and divide it against your income. And that is where we're going to determine what your debt to income ratio is.
Now, I'm sure you're all wondering, what is the magical number percentage that we're going for? And this is actually really important to know, because this will help you prepare and be able to analyze if you're there already, or do you need to make a little bit of improvements in lowering debts or increasing income. So Ryan, drum roll, what is the magic number?
Oh, and we're going to make you wait for just a second, because there's several programs that are out there, right? If you're doing a VA loan, if you're a veteran family, you're going to have a different debt to income ratio requirement to qualify for a loan. If you're looking into an FHA loan program, it's going to have a different debt to income ratio. We'll cover those on another podcast. Today, we're looking at just the plain conventional loan programs. And that number is 49.99%. In other words, if you have a total debt obligation of $1, then you need to have an income of $2 in order to make to qualify from your income perspective. Super important number, like Heather said, so that it gives you the opportunity to get a feel for how much house that you can afford. The last thing you want to do is be driving around with that realtor from house to house to house and come to find out that you can't afford any of them. So in the show notes, we're going to add a couple of details. Number one, we're going to give you our preferred site so that you can look at your credit score and pull a free credit report that's going to give you all the details so that you can know what your monthly debt obligations are. We're also going to send you over our favorite ad-free mortgage calculator so that you can start playing around with loan amounts so that you can get a good feel for what that debt-to-income ratio looks like.
Well, and it's important that you take the time to do this now, because you can repair, if you want to say this, or get that ratio where you need it to be. Because when we have applications come in, this is something we calculate for people. We actually go through and look at the debts and the income before we ever submit a loan to underwriting. We want to make sure that you're going to qualify and be in that percentage that's going to be that safe area so that you can get the loan. Because you don't want to go through the process of applying and then go, just kidding, you're denied. So it's nice if you get this done ahead of time. And then you know, hey, this is the goal we're working towards. This is where we want to be so that we can move into that $12 million house someday, right? That's where we want to end up.
Right. So there's a lot of work that you can do. And we've shared a couple of rules of thumb so that you can start marching towards answering that question. But just know that if you ever need help, if you ever need support, you're not on an island, feel free to reach out. We would help you. We'd love to help you get dialed in onto an exact debt to income ratio so that you can know how much home you can buy.
And as we always like to say, you need to know before you owe.
Know before you owe, baby.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. You can always find us at rnhhomeloans.com. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a review wherever you're listening and follow us for more tips and strategies to make your next home loan easy.